BC. Which brings me to the not insignificant point that the classical writers are fun. Admittedly, there aren't many laughs in the Greek tragedies, but anyone who tells you that the classics are dull hasn't read Herodotus, Ovid, Horace, or Tacitus, or seen the plays of Euripides or Sophocles performed. And, if I may mention this without lowering the tone too much, Aristophanes, Catullus, and Juvenal all produced a considerable amount of pure filth that still has the power to amuse or arouse. Until very recently, the classical world was an integral part of our education system. Less than a century ago, George Bernard Shaw could call a play Pygmalion and expect his audience to understand why. Yet, in the last 20 years, the number of students taking Latin GCSE has reduced by almost half. Almost nobody learns Greek, and even classical studies, where you can read the texts in translation, is very much a minority interest. It seems a shame, because there is so much in the classics that speaks to us today. Still, nil desperandum? Perhaps some of the snippets in this book will encourage you to seek bona fide sources and overturn the status quo.